Hey everybody, it's Dan, welcome. In this video we're going to talk about me trying to get fit.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, hope you're well today. So it is 9:15, I am on my way to CrossFit, which is just something I signed up for a couple of weeks ago, but we've been away on holiday. We went to Disney for a week, which was really cool. We went to Centre Parks, which is brilliant, by the way, if you get an opportunity to do that. During pandemic, then definitely try. We drove there and back. That was good. So I've also been working out at CrossFit. I've had maybe 6 or 7 or 8 different sessions so far, and it is one of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm so unfit anyway, and then on top, this is just very, very difficult. Anyway, so for the next 12 months, up to the age, because I turned 49 last week, so up to the age of 50, probably beyond, of course, I'm now going to be really pushing as hard as I can to get as fit as I can before I turn 50, the big 5-0. Obviously, you know, you want to stay healthy as long as you can. You want to live as long as you can. You want to see your kids grow up. You want to see your kids' kids and maybe even your kids' kids' kids. And the only way to do that is to eat better, you know, get healthy, get fit. And CrossFit at the time doesn't feel like it's improving, but it certainly is. There's changes happening with the body, changes happening with the mindset, and it's good, but it's hard. So what I figured was that we will keep updating you with regular progress of my workout. So for example, last week, one of the workouts was to do a whole bunch of pull-ups. Now, I can do pull-ups, and I actually did 27 pull-ups, and that's probably the most number of pull-ups I've actually done in quite a long time. And I know that this is about wealth, and the videos are wealth, and the podcasts were about wealth, but without your health, what's the good of being wealthy? What's the point of having a, you know, 65 meter yacht? I haven't got one of them, but if I had, what would be the point if I couldn't use it? If I was bedridden, or, you know, if I was too overweight to go down the slide, you know? So this is about now, before I turn 50, let's get fit. Let's commit to it and let's get fit. Everything else in my life is pretty much on alignment. Relationships with everybody, pretty good, right? The one area, the two areas actually, I want to really focus on. One area is health, for sure. The reason why I chose CrossFit is it's not boring. I've not done the same workout twice. There's, you know, there's an infinite number of workouts, and so that's really cool. And the second bit that I really want to focus on as well is from a money aspect. We're doing okay there as well, but I want more. And I don't mind saying that I want more, because I want more stability in my life. So I'm now a tax resident here in Spain. That's causing all sorts of issues. Property, because I live in Spain, I have one foot in the UK and one foot in Spain. And now my accountant in the UK, my accountant in Spain, they're all having to work all this stuff out. And obviously everybody thinks they're right, you know, and the HMRC in England, they'll think that they should have the money. It's very complicated. So I just want to get to a point where I'm going to be changing the way that we do this now with my income, and where the majority of my income comes from, which currently is property, but that's not necessarily where I would like it to be anytime soon. I want it to be in different areas. We need a lot more stocks, a lot more shares, a lot more income coming from various different areas, and that's exactly what we're going to push. And we might even document some of that as well. Who knows? That might actually organise me better and push me to being better at what I do. Anyway, I am now at CrossFit. There's a whole bunch of kids here because it's holidays, and so there is their weekly kids thing. I don't know what it is that they do. Anyway, let's go do CrossFit, and then we'll keep you updated as we go on. If you've got any comments, you've got anything you want to say, then just stick it in the box down below, and we'll engage, and we'll have a conversation about it. I'm always interested to hear back from people what they're doing to get fit, and what they're doing for more income, and so on. So let me know as soon as you can. All right, my name's Dan Latto. Hope you have a good day. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.